Take your Bibles, please, and turn with me to the 14th chapter of the Gospel of John. Actually, we'll start in the 16th chapter and go back to the 14th chapter, and then we need to make a trip to Romans chapter 8. Let's pray before we begin. Our Father, I pray that we will understand, oh Lord, in my prayer and hopes to the depths of our soul, the resources that you've given us to be your children today. I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. In this transition period that the Lord was leading his disciples through, he made this statement in John chapter 16 and verse 7. Nevertheless, I tell you, it is expedient for you that I go away. That word expedient simply means one thing. It is in your absolute best interest that I leave. Because when I leave, my Father is going to give you a gift that is far more adequate to your needs than likely you will ever understand. And that gift that he was giving was the Holy Spirit. And I would challenge you with a thought this morning that few of us understand the resource of the Holy Spirit and how much is available to us in him. It is something that increasingly we understand and avail of ourselves of as we walk through the Christian life. Now, in the 14th chapter of the Gospel of John, he says this, "If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever." That is the Holy Spirit. That is the one who's going to come, and he's going to abide with them throughout this life. He's going to be such a blessing to them. Verse 17, "Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and he shall be in you." God intends his people to live by this new and blessed resource, the Holy Spirit. He says he has been with you, but now he's going to be in you. Let me illustrate that with something that Travis and I did yesterday. We were putting up the foundation for this deck that we're building out there on the dining hall, and the deck is going to receive the handicap ramp, and it's going to be just a real neat deal. And as we were putting it up, Travis would drive some stakes. We had these 6x6 posts sticking up 10 foot and 12 foot in the air. And they're just attached down here to a little metal bracket. And they just wiggle, you know. And no strength. And he put some props in there to hold those things up and stuff like that, to hold them up there temporarily until this thing becomes a structure of its own that's strong. And while those things were holding it temporarily, Travis was building the structure around it at the base that would hold it. And I don't think Travis saw me doing this, but after he attached some of those boards, I'd take those posts and I couldn't even wiggle them. Understand that the former dispensation, God secured his people with some leaning props called the law. But now in the new dispensation, he is going to give them strength that is interior, that is going to make them so sound and capable to serve him. He'll make us literally the immovable object through the Spirit that is within us. And we need to learn to communicate with and benefit by the Holy Spirit. Turn with me to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, we're going to start in the 12th verse. "Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if ye live through the flesh, ye shall die." Those props that Travis made yesterday were just miserable little things that secured the thing for a moment, but they wouldn't work for doing the job of what that deck is designed to do. And the miserable props of the law and keeping the law will not manage our lives like the Spirit of God is capable of managing and blessing our lives. For if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if through the Spirit you do mortify the deeds of your body, you shall live. Now get this, verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. That is talking about the inward reality of the Spirit of God who lives and ministers to us. Preachers have been talking about this for years, but they haven't said much about what it really is. I think they're afraid to touch it because of the charismatic movement. I don't know. But listen, folks, we as the children of God have a personal relationship with God through Jesus Christ. He lives within us. He ministers to us. He encourages us. He brings us peace. He directs us through His Word. We need to live that way and enjoy that. Verse 15, you've not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you've received the spirit of adoption whereby you cry, Dad! Are you wrestling around with the assurance of your salvation? I'll tell you where it comes from. When you begin to allow the Spirit of God to speak to your heart through the Word of God and you develop a personal relationship with Him through this book. And all of a sudden, the Spirit of God witnesses to your spirit that you are the children of God. I know there are all those other arguments, and they're great arguments from the Epistle of John about the evidences of the Spirit of God within us. But folks, there is a reality to the fact that we live and move and act with God because He dwells within us, and we understand Him not through some yoga experience of imagination, but through the Word of God, and He speaks to us through that Word of God. Now, I could get angry here, and maybe I should, because some of you don't spend time in the Word. Then don't complain about your utter spiritual poverty, because God hasn't promised to meet you any place other than His book. And there He will meet you. There He will feed you. There He will nurture you. And there He will bless you. You may get sick and tired of hearing stories about my grandkids. But our two oldest granddaughters learned to ride bicycles this last time they were up. Remember learning to ride your bicycle? I remember my first bicycle. It was a 24-inch bicycle. Do you remember the old soft drink product, Squirt? This was a Squirt bike. It had Squirt decals all over it. It was painted in Squirt colors. And my uncle, Robert, got us on that bike, and he would run along the road beside us till we learned to ride that bike. You know, there's an unseen dynamic in bicycle riding. And I know it's more than just this, but a big part of being able to be stable on that bike is those wheels turning, because it works like a gyroscope and it holds you up. You ever try to stop on a bike and stay standing without your feet down? You get the wheels rolling. And the same is true about those who walk in the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit stabilizes them. It is a very adult thing. My second granddaughter, Lily, she was riding around on her little bicycle and had training wheels. I said, Lily, you want me to take your training wheels off? Oh, no, Granddad, no. And then one day I came home for lunch and she said, Granddad, would you take my training wheels off? She was watching her older sister and her brothers who get on their bikes and go wherever they want and have all that freedom and all that happiness. You need to take your training wheels off. You need to learn to walk by the Holy Spirit. You need to get into the Word of God, consume it and obey it, and enjoy the Spirit of God within you and become an adult Christian. That is what the Lord Jesus Christ was providing for us at Calvary, something altogether new. We're no longer propped up by the law and by training wheels. We're no longer restricted to the end of the driveway, folks. God has filled us with the Holy Spirit, and He set the world before us, and He said, go in that world and serve me. You will find no greater joy than riding your bike without training wheels. When Lily finally caught on, and it didn't take her long, and she had it, and she was doing circles and curlicues and stuff like that, and she looked up to me and says, I want to tell Caleb. Caleb's her favorite. Don't you want to tell God, I want to go without my training wheels. I want to make it. I want to be what you've called me to be. A godly man, a godly woman, who can go out into this world and be what you've called us to be. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the promise of it. Thank you for the dynamic of the Holy Spirit, something the world can't see, they can't understand. They don't know how we stay up on two wheels. But we know you're supporting us by your Spirit and through your word. And Lord, we thank you for that wonderful, precious dynamic that we have because you gave everything for us. Bless, Father, that we might walk in the security, and the honor, and the richness of this new life that you have given to your children. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.